What up, bitches? Back at it again with another episode of the motherfucking CJ Bronson podcast. Today is Wednesday, April 20th. You know what that means? That's right, it's fucking 420. We wait the entire year to celebrate this day. Today's the day we celebrate marijuana. Some say it's a plant, others say it's a drug, some say it's addictive. Others say it's not. I'm not here to discuss any of that shit. I know that some people use it recreationally, some people use it medicinally. And starting tomorrow, good news, New Jersey will be able to sell it recreationally at dispensaries for a premium to collect tax dollars, which I'm sure will go exactly where they say the tax dollars go. Because why would the government lie? When have they ever done that? But I'm also always paranoid, a little crazy, and a whole lot of schizo. But you guys know that. Also, I'm super high right now. Hotbox the shit out of this Kia. But I hope you guys are out there celebrating. I hope you guys are out there enjoying it. We should have had a whole fucking month to celebrate marijuana. Think about all the things the drug has done. Think about it. A lot of people go through chronic back pain. They smoke marijuana and they're fine. Some people have arthritis. Some people have, I don't know what the fucking issues is. Depression. Anxiety. Some people get migraines. And they need to smoke and it calms them down. Sure, they could take prescription drugs, but all those prescription drugs have fucking side effects. Motherfucker, what does marijuana do? Look at Rogan. He smokes all the time. He's a millionaire. Look, Snoop Dogg, millionaire, makes music. Lil Wayne, all these people smoke. Millionaire. What do prescription drugs do? Cause all kinds of side effects to lead to other side effects, which means you have to take another drug for that side effect and another drug for that side effect. Whereas marijuana, what the fuck is a side effect? Your DoorDash order may be more than usual. Your bank account may be charged with multiple food purchases throughout the day. You had the best sleep of your life. Or maybe you record one of the greatest songs or podcasts of your life. Regardless, today is 420. So I got nothing but good news. And more good news on top of that, because this is going to be a good fucking news episode. Apple finally approved my podcast. Well, they kept emailing me. They emailed me 3 or 4 times. I didn't respond to any of their emails. They just kept telling me they're escalating it to an engineer, they're escalating it to this person, yada, yada, yada. Then I said to myself, you know what? Let me try this Podcast Connect website one more fucking time. I changed nothing. I didn't reboot my phone. I didn't try a different browser. I just put in the website, put my info in, my Apple ID in. It spun, boom, and the website actually loaded. Within a matter of minutes, I had the podcast on Apple. So guys, I want to say thank you to Apple. I don't know what they did. I hope they fix this problem so it doesn't happen to any other podcaster again. Do I have faith that they will do it? Not really, because it's been going on for over a year now. But that's everyone else's problem. My shit's working just fine. And that's all I care about. Sorry, it's the truth. Got to look after number one. But that's one good news. And I have more good news. I have more fucking good news. Today, or rather yesterday, the United States, this is according to Newsmax.com, link in the description below. The United States forgives 40,000 student loans. 40,000 student loans. For those of you who are listening from around the world, America has the highest college tuition. Some people are paying upwards of $60,000 a year. Dollars, not pesos, not IOUs. They're paying $60,000 a year to get the same education as other people get for a quarter of the price, a fraction of the price. But they don't get the fancy logo. They don't get the fancy university name on. They don't get the Harvard or Princeton degree, which carries so much weight, supposedly. I don't know. I'm recording a podcast from my fucking Kia in the parking lot. What the fuck do I know? I just know that the fucking tuition is over fucking ridiculous price. A tuition for school should not cost the more than a house. And you can get a house for $50,000 or $60,000 in some places. Not some great places. Not some safe places. But you could get a house. You can get a car. I could buy a Tesla that I could recharge for the same price as going to a school for a year to drink, smoke weed, and coast through. But whatever. The article continues, the U.S. Department of Education has canceled student loan debt for 40,000 people and offered credits to help another 3.6 million pay off their loans under a plan announced on Tuesday designed to aid low-income borrowers and public servants. So what does that mean? That means 40,000 people who agreed to pay a loan to go to these schools no longer have to pay that loan. I wonder how that makes the other people feel who are still paying, who don't qualify for the low income, the aid for low income borrowers and public servants. I wonder how they feel about that. But good news is 40,000 motherfuckers don't got to worry about their fucking loan. Which is good. Which I think is great. Now, I don't know how they're going to pay these loans off. I mean, they have to be paid. I'm assuming it's going to be through tax dollars, like everything else, because it doesn't just disappear. But the article continues. The quote, student loans were never meant to be a life sentence, but it certainly felt that way for borrowers locked out of debt relief they're eligible for. This is Education Secretary Miguel Cardona. The measures add to other steps taken by the administration of President Joe Biden, including a pause on nearly all student loan collection. So as of right now, people who are paying, who were paying their loans, everyone who has a college loan right now is on pause. A federal loan is on pause, meaning that they don't accrue any interest. They don't have to make a payment because we're going through this pandemic. But they stopped short of demands from the progressive wing of the Democratic Party for comprehensive student loan forgiveness. In his 2020 presidential campaign, Biden called for canceling $10,000 in student loan debt for each borrower. Blah, blah, blah. A commitment of more than $400 billion. Since he was elected, the White House has said Congress must take action for wider student loan relief. So, of course, they're putting it back on Congress. And they'll go back and forth, blah, 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 blah. But fast forward through the article because I'm not going to read this whole thing. Way too high for this. Where is it? Another 3.6 million borrowers will receive at least 3 years of additional credit towards their IDR forgiveness. All right, 3 years. Some people are in it for 20 or more. The article continues to put statistics out. I don't know how accurate this is, but it says some 43.4 million borrowers are carrying about $1.6 trillion in outstanding student loans from the federal loan portfolio, which is an average of more than $37,000 each person. So they're saying about 43 million people owe on average $37,000 to the government for their student loan. So far, the Biden administration canceled more than $17 billion in debt for 725,000 borrowers in its first year in office. While again, like I said earlier, they're extending a pause on loan repayment, which has temporarily relieved 41 million borrowers. Well, that's good. See, that's the good news, guys. It's fucking 420. We should have a whole month, but we don't. You know what's crazy is that I thought of all presidents to federally legalize marijuana, I thought Obama would be that president to do that. I feel like he was the one. I'm not saying because he's black or half black or whatever the fuck he is. I'm saying that just because the way he was presenting himself, he really seemed like he'd be the one to. He seemed relaxed. He seemed like a man of the people. He seemed like he, you know, was down to earth. But he understood the, you know, what Americans wanted. That's what his campaign showed, anyway. Of course, we learned that he did not. And so instead, he decided to legalize gay marriage, which I guess is good. I guess it's good. I wish he did the opposite. I wish he legalized gay marriage and banned straight marriage. I wish that. That'd be nice. Where is that president? Ban straight marriage and legalize gay marriage. That, I'm down with that. But anyway, then we had Trump. And I was like, man, Trump's going to do it, dude. It's Trump. He was definitely a man of the people. He had an apprentice. He you know, he talks to everyone. He seems like if anyone's going to, you know, besides Obama was going to do it, it's going to be Trump. Trump came in and he's like, you know, my name is Donald Trump. I'm going to build a wall. It's going to be the greatest wall, the tallest wall you've ever seen. And I'm like, man, Trump, what about weed? What are you going to do about the marijuana, man? How about you legalize this shit? Next thing you know, here comes COVID. I feel like he was going to do it. And then COVID came and fucked everything up. Motherfucking COVID. Which may or may not have came from the Wuhan lab. It did. It absolutely came from the Wuhan lab. But COVID came, fucked everything up. And Trump was so busy trying to minimize the damage. I feel like he didn't get to the most important thing, which was legalizing marijuana. To me, that's way more important. We should have our own month. Why should we only celebrate one day? We should celebrate this drug the entire month. Marijuana month. I don't even care what month it is. Who has November? Give me November. Who, you know what I mean? Give me a month. Give me a week. Give us, oh, sorry, I should have said, give us. Because this drug has helped millions, if not billions of people. What the fuck are we doing? We don't even have it legal in America. Do you understand how fucking frustrating that is to have certain states have it legal? We are the United States of America, but the states make their own rules most of the time. So you can go to Massachusetts and buy it legally. But if you cross the border to a bordering state where it's illegal and you get pulled over, you're fucked. On top of that, they had an issue in California years ago. Years ago, when California first was the first state to legalize it. When they legalized it, the federal government was randomly swooping into these dispensaries and seizing the property, saying this is a legal activity. And they were seizing property owners' equipment, seizing the product, which is the marijuana. They're burning it. They're raiding farms. Because, again, even though it's legal in the state, federally it's not legal. I don't know if that's going to happen here. I kind of feel like the federal government has more things to worry about. So I guess we'll find out tomorrow how things roll out. Am I confident that's going to roll out smoothly? No, but nothing rolls out smoothly. But I'm also not confident in the government of New Jersey anyway. Well, you know, again, we'll see the prices. They haven't really announced what the price of each, you know, pre-roll is going to be. What they have said is that you're going to be limited to an ounce per person per day. I mean, that's a lot, but again, who's gonna buy an ounce if an ounce is $1,000? But we'll see. Like I said, I'm excited to see how things turn out. It's fucking 420. I hope you guys are smoking it up, enjoying, relaxing. I hope you're smiling. Even if you're at work, fuck it, man, just sneak out. Listen, just sneak to the bathroom. Puff, puff. You know, I hope you have an e-pen or whatever you call it, like a vape pen with a weed cartridge in it. Doesn't smell as bad. That's what I use. and you just hit that shit in the bathroom a couple times. Boom, boom, boom. Go back to work. Oh, I don't know. I must have had Taco Bell last night. My stomach hurts. I gotta go back to the bathroom. You go back to the bathroom. Smoke, smoke, smoke. Oh, man, that coffee's running through me. I gotta go back to the bathroom. Just make excuses. You know what I mean? Make that 8 hours the best 8 hours of your fucking life. Be relaxed. Be calm. Don't cuss anybody out. Today's not the day to pop off. Okay, you don't want to get an HR issue on 420 because that's going to look mad sus, mad suspicious, in case you don't know. So I recommend that. If you're working and you like, it's fucking 420 and want to celebrate it, sneak out. Fuck it. Take a smoke break. Everyone else takes a fucking smoke break. You take a fucking smoke break. You know? So you gotta, you know, you gotta eat on your lunch. There you go. No, no, Becky. No, no, Nancy. No, Nicole. I can't eat fucking lunch with you. I got shit to do. What do you have to do? Don't fucking worry about what I'm doing. And you go to your car. You fucking hotbox the shit. You smoke it up. You pop your edibles. And you get your high on at fucking noon. What's going on? It's fucking 420. What's the problem? We don't get a month. We don't get a week. We don't get a, you know. You make the best of today. Who gives a shit? And you go home, and let me tell you something. When you go fucking home, you fucking go all in, man. After the year that we had, after the couple years that we had with fucking COVID, after this fucking bullshit with fucking lockdowns and masks and all that shit, you celebrate today. Because fucking, honestly, the way shit is going, who knows what's going to happen next year? That's the way I look at it. You got to live today like it could be the last 420. We don't fucking know. I don't fucking know. So that's it. Real quick story. Since I feel like sharing. When I went to college, which is many, many years ago. Many, many, many years ago. In Canada. I had roommates. So I stayed in this house with me, three other guys. I don't remember. I think their name. One guy was Simon. One guy was Mike. I can't believe I remember this. Simon, Mike. And the guy who had the room next to me was Neil. So upstairs was Simon and Mike. Next to me was Neil. We shared this four-bedroom house, one bathroom, one kitchen, no homo. So little did I know that when I was in class, my neighbor Neil, my housemate who lived next door to me, excuse me, the edible's coming up, drilled a hole. True story. He drilled a hole into my room, but the hole that he drilled was right under my bed, so I didn't see it. Just who the fuck looks under the bed? I don't look under the bed for shit, okay? If you want to fucking kill me, hide under the bed. I'm not looking. Just do it quick. So anyway, he drilled this hole, and whenever I was home with him, he'd be in his room, and he'd be smoking up. At this point in my life, I smoked, but I wasn't like a heavy smoker. I wasn't like a daily smoker. So he would blow the smoke through the hole and wait like an hour. And I had no fucking clue, right? Because I'm just chilling, watching TV and, you know, getting the smoke residue under the bed, you know, coming up. And it wasn't much, but I guess it was enough. And he would fuck with me throughout the day. Throughout the night, he'd fucking come in random. Hey, everything's good, man. You good? I'm like, yeah. He's like, I'm gonna order some food. You want some food? I'm like, yeah. All of a sudden, I want some food. I don't know why the fuck I'm so hungry. I want some fucking food. So he would fuck with me. It took him like 3 months to finally confess. 3 months that he's been doing this periodically. I'm like, why am I sleeping through my classes? You know what I mean? Why all of a sudden I'm craving shit? Like a pregnant lady. I'm craving food randomly. I wanted pizza and wings. It was like 2 a.m. Why am I craving this shit? Then one day, was it around Halloween? I was starving. And I went into his room. I'm like, yo, man, I'm hungry. I'm about to order some food. And he's, you know, this is at this point I knew that, you know, what he was doing. But I didn't care because I'm not paying for shit. So whatever. As long as I know, you know what I mean? If you confessed that you fucking drugged me, okay, I understand. And he's not a killer, he's not a crazy person too much. He's not like Kramer or something. He's just a nice Canadian. He wanted to get me high. Nice guy. So I go in his room, I'm like, you got any snacks or anything? He goes, here you go, I got something in my drawer. Go ahead and grab it. So I open his drawer. I see like Skittles. He had a whole fucking drawer full of candy. And he wasn't a fat guy. He was like ripped. I don't know what the fuck. He just smoked, worked out, I guess, and ate. And he was just ripped. God bless him. So I open the drawer. I see the Skittles. I see Snickers. And I see other stuff. All this candy that I recognize. But again, I've been in Canada now about 6 months. I'm not familiar with everything in the store. So I see this one bag. I'm like, yo, this bag of candy looks fucking delicious. They don't have this shit in America. He's like, yeah, man, he's not paying attention. He's fucking on his phone. Or no, he was watching TV. So he's like, yeah, help yourself, man. So I open the bag and I grab like three of these things. I pop them in my mouth and they were like minty. I'm like, this is like chocolate mints. They were good. I'm like, thanks, man. And I leave the room. 45 minutes or so, and I'm like, fucking, the room is spinning. I'm like, what the fuck just happened to me? And I was in bed. I turned to my left to get out of my bed. My legs did not work, and I hit the ground. Bang. Like, boom. Like, hard. Fucking face first. Couldn't feel a thing. Didn't feel anything. I remember eventually, I laid there for like 5 or 10 minutes. I eventually got up. Somehow stumbled to the door, stumbled next door to his room. He opens it, sees me about to pass out. He's like, yo, he goes, what did you take? Are you good, man? He thought he was legitimately concerned from what I could see. I said, man, the only thing I fucking ate was the goddamn candy in your drawer. He goes in the drawer and pulls it out. He's like, bro, you just had fucking edibles. You have 600 milligrams of edibles in you right now. I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, they're 200 milligrams each. I'm like, what the fuck is a safe dose? He's like, 50 to 100. I'm like, fuck, man. I gotta take a piss, right? And I remember saying this. I turned to my left, which is where the bathroom was in the hallway. And that shit just extended. It looked like it went on forever. And I was like, fuck. And I turn to Neil, and he looks at me, and goes, yeah, man, enjoy, I don't know what to tell you. And closes the door on me. Nice friend. Like I said, just a nice Canadian. I think he was dying laughing, he was enjoying this whole shit. Because he definitely cracked that door open, because as it took me like 30 minutes to get to this fucking bathroom, I legit took one step and braced myself against the wall. Took another step. And I was like, fuck this. I remember going to my knees and literally crawling. Because it was the only way to make it to this bathroom, which was like usually about 12 feet away. And it turned into like 100. I remember hearing him laughing, chuckling. Because he was definitely peeking from his door, that bastard. Love that dude. Eventually made it to the bathroom. And then I just military crawled back to my room and just laid there staring at the ceiling, thinking about all kinds of fucking shit. Man, that was a good time. That was a great time. And that's one of my great marijuana stories. Nobody got hurt. It was actually pretty funny. Now if you think about it, it's pretty hilarious. And it was a good time. And that's what 420 is. I didn't feel any pain. I didn't feel nothing. Yeah, I had some bruise on my knee and my forehead for a couple of weeks. And when I slammed, and my elbows, it was a lot of bruising. But, you know, it is what it is. That's part of the game. That's part of experiencing the joy that is marijuana. That's my 420 story. That's my 420 podcast. If you're not high by now, you should be. What the fuck are you doing? Remember what I say. Slip away, smoke away, and have a great day. You like that shit? I just came up with that. And I'm high as fuck. All right, I'm out. Peace, y'all.